Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. We are bringing you information on BioCoffee today.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is Ellie, your Akashic Records practitioner slash instructor, bringing you this morning Kabbalah from Food for Life. BioCoffee, we're picking up this Tuesday, almost where we left off from last Tuesday, talking about the benefits of the product BioCoffee. You want to take that away for us, Kabbalah?
Sure. Thank you, Ellie. Last week, we spoke about the benefits of the healthiest coffee in the world, Food for Life Supreme BioCoffee. This is the only alkaline coffee on the market. Naturally has no caffeine, and we were speaking about how important the digestion being regulated and what that means to regulate your digestive system, how a lot of the issues that the body has can be traced back to the digestive system, and how this product assists you in correcting those issues, the vast majority of them in 12 days. Today, I'd like to talk about the food energy pyramid, which is something that a lot of us have gone over in school. And this will allow us to better relate some of the things that we've all previously learned or should be familiar with to how this product helps us in a natural manner. The food energy pyramid gave us a visual example of on what level we're receiving energy from. And the closer you were to the top of the pyramid, the more energy that you would receive. Further and further you were to the bottom of the pyramid, the less energy, or you were getting your energy second hand, third hand, fourth hand. It was going down as we go down the pyramid. If we recall, at the top of the pyramid were fruits and vegetables. The fruits and vegetables category were the level that had the most energy that you could get. And we'll go into explaining a little bit of why that is in just a moment. Level on the food energy pyramid was the herbivores. The herbivores are a group of animals that only ate vegetables so that they get their energy from the first level. So that would relate to those that are vegetarians as well. They get their energy firsthand. Now, in the first level, there were not just fruits and vegetables, but there are different categories. The very tip top of is the green vegetable. Not just any vegetable, green vegetable. The green vegetables had more of the nutrients, vitamins, and minerals that we're supposed to have in our body. The green vegetables are the ones that are marked by the energy of the sun, chlorophyll. That's the closest that we can get. Chlorophyll is the closest that we can get to taking a piece of the sun's energy and putting it into our body. The ability to absorb the sun's energy, put it into something physical, tangible, that we can put into our mouth, that we can put into our body, and eat. The ones that, again, are marked by the sun, they're green in color. And what causes them to be green is the chlorophyll that they have. So the green vegetables were at the top, and then there's other fruits and vegetables that have a host of different things that our body needs. But the ones that contain the most of it is the green vegetables. Most people aren't familiar with this, however, blood, our life, the thing that goes around our body and gives life to us, and our blood regenerates or cleans itself every so often and reduplicates the cells. It's very, very interesting. Chlorophyll is the closest thing that you can get to basically putting new blood in the system. It's the closest thing to the hemoglobin in the blood that we can find, period. So chlorophyll is like giving your body new life. It's very important. That's why the sun, it gives us life, or that which costs us to have life. The life that runs through us is blood. The closest thing that we can get to giving ourselves new blood is chlorophyll. The closest match to the hemoglobin in the blood that we can find, period. One of the most pure forms of chlorophyll that we can find is in wheatgrass.
Wow.
Wheatgrass has all of the nutrients, vitamins, and minerals that we need to be healthy if we only ate wheatgrass, much smaller level, is it has the closest thing to chlorophyll, the closest thing that we can do to just giving our body new life or new blood. That's what makes it so healthy for us, because it gives us new life running through our veins, running all throughout our body. So that's at the very tip top of the pyramid. Going back down the pyramid, on the next level, you have the herbivores, or the animals that only eat things from that first category, fruits and vegetables, green vegetables being at the top. The next level is the carnivores. Carnivores, the animals that eat from the first level. So they are the meat eaters. So they get their energy third hand. They get it from somebody who got it from somebody who got it from the ground. Scavengers are another level down. They eat the dead animals, the dead things, or they make sure that everything stays clean. They take away a lot of the disease and the filth and the stone. At the very bottom of the food energy pyramid, we have things such as bacteria and fungus. The bacteria and fungus make sure that everything else is cleaned up, but as a result, they get their energy, third, fourth, fifth, however many levels we've moved down to. When we consume things that are from the bottom of the food energy pyramid, it makes it to where it can almost not even compare to what it gives our bodies when we're operating at the top of the food energy pyramid. And this is very important for a lot of us to understand, because a lot of the things that we partake of on a regular basis are from the bottom of the pyramid or close to the bottom, as opposed to our bodies having more things that are from the top of this food energy pyramid. And again, this is an example that a lot of us should be familiar with from biology class or something that we've gone over in science and high school.
I do remember going over that in biology class. But, you know, when you break it down the way that you have about how close the bio coffee brings us to that chlorophyll, you know, I know of people who actually drink the liquid chlorophyll, but of course, you know, you can't really go around doing that all day drinking liquid chlorophyll. But with the bio coffee being so close to that, it gives us a way of actually replenishing ourselves. And maybe that's why you get that boost of energy, huh, that you get without having caffeine in there to give you that boost of energy.
Oh, absolutely. The more we actually give ourselves new blood, clean blood, new life, because, again, the blood is the life energy that runs through our veins. The more that we give ourselves this new life, it assists the body in not only getting rid of, making sure that all the toxins and other things get out, mm-hmm. but giving you that boost of energy, giving you exactly what you need to repair, to build, to grow, to all of those things. In other words, we're giving ourselves life on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. And we can, this is something that, again, we're naturally designed to do by giving ourselves 3 to 5 servings of green vegetables every day. But because most of us don't do that, we miss out on a lot of the benefits that the body would automatically have in store for. Another reason I wanted to bring this up is because the food energy pyramid is very important to understanding the difference between bio coffee and a lot of other products that claim to drink or things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
There's very few, if any, drinks that you'll find that have the nutrient value that bio coffee has, primarily due to the wheatgrass. And not just any wheatgrass, and that's the next part that I'll go into, what makes this wheatgrass any food for life supreme bio coffee special. But wheatgrass is so good for the body and so good for the digestive system that putting it in the body on a regular basis, you almost can't help but start experiencing results. It's not even close to being compared to what a lot of people say. Well, hey, there's, you know, there's a lot of other healthy coffees that have a reishi mushroom in it.
Yeah.
And if we recall, again, this is not my food energy pyramid. This is what we were all taught, because it is true. It actually grows in the absence of the body. What causes the things to be at the top of the food energy pyramid is that they're getting their energy directly from the sun. Without the sun, there would be no energy life. There would be nothing to transfer to the rest of the pyramid. At the bottom of the pyramid, though, are the things that grow in the absence of sunlight, such as a mushroom. Now, I don't want to say that there's absolutely nothing at the bottom of the food energy pyramid that's beneficial, familiar with, which is a mold or a fungus that is at the bottom. It can be beneficial for cleaning up wounds or different things of that nature. But it should not be even closely compared to something that's at the top of the food energy pyramid, because of how many things it is lacking in the overall assessment of what the body needs. I'm sure that you can very well get something beneficial from each level on the food energy pyramid. But again, and I do believe we covered this in the first book, what allows for something to be classified as a superfood is that it has all the vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that the body needs to survive, period. If you were to just take that thing, it has to have all of that already combined. There's absolutely positively nothing at the bottom of the pyramid that can be classified as a superfood. It's already missed out on too many levels of energy by getting its energy or value from something in the level before. Only things that are at the top of the food energy pyramid are classified as superfoods. So if you've ever heard of a superfood, if you relate it back to this chart, it's going to be at the top, not at the bottom. So to compare bio to mushrooms, and again, it very well may have, but comparing some benefit to something that's a complete benefit or a superfood of what the body is supposed to have on a daily basis is not even close. Does this make sense, Ellie?
Yes, this makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense to me. I just never, you know, when people think of the food chain or the pyramid, the food pyramid, they don't really think of it in terms of breaking it down in this fashion. You know, they think about, well, you need to get X number of vegetables in your diet. You need to get X number of protein in your diet. They don't really think about the food chain as to how the food chain actually works in the environment. And so this brings up a very beneficial point, and kind of like if we model ourselves to eat, if we could get more superfoods into our body, that would just be great. And this is a healthy alternative to get as much superfood into our bodies as possible.
That's right. It's very important because, again, when we go over the food energy pyramid, everyone can recognize it, but a lot of times we forget what's fueling the pyramid in the first place, which is the sun. The sun's energy is very, very important, and without that, we're missing out on quite a bit. So being able to identify what's the closest we can get to taking a piece of the sun's energy and putting it in our body, that's very important. It's very important because we need to make sure that that's somewhere in my diet, if not contained every day. That's really something that we should be doing on a regular basis.
Right.
Again, most of us don't do it. And this is, again, where Food for Life Supreme Bio Coffee comes in, because it happens to be a very, very, very convenient way getting this into our system, getting the sun's energy into our system on a regular basis. Now, I spoke about not just wheatgrass, but the wheatgrass that is contained in Food for Life Supreme Bio Coffee. And this is something that, you know, I'll go back over somewhat regularly. because a lot of people, hey, why don't I just drink fresh wheatgrass? Why don't I just, it kind of takes away the energy or the value of it when you mix it with the coffee or when you add heat to it. That's not the case. Again, this is one of the reasons why this is a very unique and special product. Most wheatgrass that you'll find, even if you find it at a juice bar or at a health food grocery store, things of that nature, what you will, because of how much moisture it takes to grow wheatgrass, there's a large amount of fungus and bacteria that go around the roots in the soil. You have that much moisture and dirt, there's a high possibility that you're going to have fungus and or bacteria that go around the roots.
Okay.
As a result, the vast majority of places that you'll ever find wheatgrass, even when people do it at their own home, they grow their own wheatgrass, they chop off the top part of the plant and juice that, which is, again, it is very good for the body. However, Ultralife Supreme BioCoff has wheatgrass, and this is one of the only companies that you'll find that grows this wheatgrass. I did not say hydroponics for those that are familiar with that process. Regular growing, you grow it in soil. Hydroponics, you grow your vegetables, plants, you grow it on top of water. This is aeroponics, or it's suspended in air. It's grown on trays in the air. As a result, it's not on water, nor is it in soil. This allows for us to make sure that there's no fungus and bacteria. Another thing that's done is it's grown in a temperature control room. Fungus and bacteria can't grow.
Okay, just let me make sure that I have this clear. Mm-hmm. So the wheatgrass is grown aeroponically, meaning that it's suspended in air and the root grows. And so with it being suspended in air, that cuts down on the chances of mold and bacteria actually infiltrating the plant. Is that correct?
Right. The suspending it in air or no soil cuts down the chance. Having it in a temperature control room eliminates the chance. In other words, there can be no fungus and bacteria that grow under certain temperatures. Control the temperature in the room, you can make sure that there is no fungus and bacteria. So we do two things to make sure that there's no fungus and bacteria grown on the wheatgrass. As a result, this allows for us to utilize the root of the wheatgrass as well as the top part of the plant. This makes it a far superior grade of wheatgrass to those that even have fresh juice wheatgrass. A large part of the nutrient content of wheatgrass is contained in the root. A large part of the alkalinity contained in the root. We miss out on a large part of the nutrient value that wheatgrass has to offer. Again, this is one of the very few companies that you'll ever find that utilizes the root as well as the top part of the plant to make sure that you have all the nutrient value that the plant has to offer. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. And I've gotten into some discussion with some of my friends. You know, I've been trying to tell them, you know, they're health conscious and, you know, they're the ones going and get the shot of wheatgrass every morning or growing the wheatgrass, you know, in the windowsill. And, you know, I've been trying to explain to them the benefits of this wheatgrass and the way that it is produced. And you have clearly knocked it out of the park now, because I didn't really know what to tell them. I just knew that it was definitely very, very different. I recognized the way that it reacted in my body and in some of my clients' bodies. But this is just totally different because, you know, you also spoke last week about harvesting it on the eighth day, I believe.
That's right. So
all of those nutrients are packed in those roots that are fungus and bacteria free.
That's right.
Being grown in. And I've seen the video, which is very nice, of how they have all the little rows of wheatgrass. You know, they have each one lined up and it's dangling from the air. And, I mean, it's just fascinating. But now I really understand. You've put it in a way that I can go back and explain it to somebody else who, you know, you always have people who are going to say, oh, no, only fresh, blah, 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 is the best. And what I'm trying to explain is there is more benefit because of the way the wheatgrass is grown. Would you not say that? Yeah. Okay. All right.
Absolutely. That's a good assessment, or I guess it's a summarization of what we're speaking about. But I wanted to make sure that everyone is clear that this is a very, very, very nutrient-rich product. As a result, that's why a lot of people experience results within their first 12 days. Another thing that a lot of people will notice from this product, which is different, they can regress. There are some people who absolutely, once they hear the word wheatgrass, they won't have anything to do with it. They tried wheatgrass before and it made them nauseous.
Yeah.
The majority of the time that takes place, that a person becomes, it's a woman. Wheatgrass has an over, the top of the wheatgrass, I should say, has an overabundance of a particular vitamin/nutrient. Because that's the case, it's generally too strong for a lot of women who try it. Some women can take it and they actually like to take it. But some women, it'll be way too strong. It'll almost cause them to be nauseous, just not cause them to be nauseous. Adding the root to it balances out the nutrient value, not now have an overabundance of one type of vitamin or nutrient. As a result, you are hardly ever, if ever, experience anyone being nauseous from taking the wheatgrass that is in food for life to bring about.
Okay.
Because it's more balanced. It doesn't give you too much of one vitamin or nutrient at one time. And that is what causes primarily women to be more nauseous than taking just straight wheatgrass. That's something that a lot of people have experienced, and as a result, they kind of stay away from something that is built. But understanding why that's the case and how this product is different is very important because, again, that's something that's at the top of the food energy pyramid. It's not something that we should avoid. Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes perfect sense. I mean, really, it makes perfect sense.
The process of the aeroponic growing of the wheatgrass within Food for Life Supreme Biosolve is so detailed that that's one of the reasons why most people only use the top part of the plant. It's a process that causes it to be a lot more intricate, that has to be paid a lot more attention to. And we do have on our website, we do have a short video, about 2 minutes. It's a video that shows the process of the wheatgrass being grown, harvested on the 8th day, grown aeroponically, suspended in air, being sprayed with the liquid nutrients, the trace minerals, so that it does have all the nutrient value that it should have gotten before, but it's not getting it on the soil.
Mm-hmm.
All of these things are very important to making sure that you're growing the best product possible. But again, because of the process being so intricate, most people aren't going to duplicate that process, which is why this is one of the very few companies that you'll ever find that takes place. Not only are you getting something from the top of the food energy pyramid, but you're getting a caliber of it that you'll find very few other places because most people only use a portion of the plant compared to the whole plant. And it's done in a manner to make sure that you're getting the best nutrient value. And again, a lot of what we're saying is one thing, but actually experiencing the 12-day challenge and allowing it to make changes in your digestive system is totally different. So far, so good?
So far, so good. I mean, this is great stuff here. Everybody, I keep saying everybody needs to be on this coffee, iced coffee, coffee lattes, whatever. Everybody needs to be on it. I've had a couple of people who are real coffee. I call them the hardcore coffee drinkers. They're the ones that don't like to have any type of additives in their coffee, like the sweetener or the creamer.
Right.
What can you say about that and the benefits of that, maybe?
Well, that's a very good question. That's one thing that, depending on the person's taste bud, so again, taste is something that we really have to speak about this product, because I'll be one of the first people to admit that the combination of wheatgrass would be a very nasty combination.
Yeah.
which is why the majority of the time that we're actually telling people about BioCoffee, we offer samples. Because people can see that it tastes really good. The vast majority of people who try it really like the taste. Now, however, back to what you were saying, there are coffee drinkers, and coffee drinkers, unlike a lot of others, they're very specific as to how they want their coffee to taste. Since Food for Life Supreme Bio Coffee only comes one way, they have to try it to see if that's something that we cannot do. But we can say that all of the ingredients in there are good. Now, I'll give an example. A lot of people only like their coffee one way because of different health concerns, issues, or things of that nature. For example, other quote-unquote healthy coffees, they'll make their coffee about five or six different ways. One way is with creamer, one way is without creamer, some ways it's sweetened, some ways it's just black. But that's because it can't appeal to everyone, not from a taste standpoint, but from a health standpoint. You have some people that have sugar issues, sugar diabetes. As a result, they can't have the sweet coffee, so they make one without the sugar. You have some people that are lactose intolerant, or they just want to be vegan. They don't want to have anything that comes from an animal. So as a result, they make one without cream. Our product has a non-dairy cream that comes from tapioca and palm kernel, and it has a sweetener that is extracted from the wheatgrass. It's actually good for those that have sugar diabetes. So we already have addressed any health concern issue with our product and the ingredients used within. However, the taste is much better than most to me. But again, that's something that the person has to just try. What I would say to a person that is really just focused on, I want my coffee to taste exactly like this, is that I'm not sure if that person has gotten to the point where they're actually looking to correct their or just deal with their taste buds.
Okay.
A lot of times that we're at the point in our life where our health is not important. A lot of people don't pay attention to their health until it comes knocking at the door and it's no longer something they can afford. Acid reflux has got so bad that the person now has the problem, or it has caused their body to be so acidic or so drained of energy that they're looking for an alternative. Unfortunately, that's the point in which a lot of us actually turn to health, or when it's too late. When the doctor says that you have to do this or you need to do that or so on and so forth based off of problems that you have. If the person is willing to take the 12-day challenge, guarantee you they won't go back to their other home. It corrects so many issues that the person didn't even know that they had on their table, that most people, after experiencing the difference, won't go back to trying their other home. And 12 days is not a long time to ask. The health benefits, again, are not arguable because it takes place, and it takes place in a very short period of time. The only part that a person has an issue about is if this doesn't taste just like the frappuccino, latte, whatever it is that they drink. If they're only wanting one thing, then they're not really concerned about their health, because a lot of those coffees, although it might have the exact taste that they do, it does not even come close to all of the things that we're seeking for. As far as dehydrating the body, giving the body vitamins and nutrients as opposed to stripping the body of vitamins and nutrients, all of those types, not allowing us to regulate our digestive system, all of those issues. If the person is more concerned with the taste of it, then that's why a lot of people drink Starbucks. That's why Starbucks is very successful. It's taste, not health. This product is a way that we can actually accomplish both. and it only takes 12 days to find out.
Wow. I think that's what the beauty about this product is. You know, there are not a lot of products on the market that actually gives you that, what you guys do, the 12-day challenge. And that's, it's something very special about that, that whole idea of the 12-day challenge and allowing people to kind of like have a peek and see what the real deal is all about. And you stand behind your product. Like I say, I have a couple of my clients on it. My father has even now, you know, usually I just tell him, you know, hey, Dad, take this. And but now he's like, wow, you know, let me really read up on this. He's gotten really interested because he sees the benefits himself. And he's 84 years old, and he does his two cups. He first noticed he's not a person that can drink caffeine. And so this was just delightful for him, you know, being able to have the health benefit as well as have the boost of energy because, you know, he's 84. He runs around a lot. And so this was a nice way for him to get some added energy. I sent him the archive file of our conversation last week on wheatgrass, and he was on the bio coffee, and he was very much impressed with it, and he plans to share it with his senior groups. So, you know, who knows, Cabal, you may get some more inquiries from the senior population on this product because it has great benefits, health benefits, for people who have challenges with energy, as well as people who have challenges with diabetes. I have another client whose husband is a diabetic, and it has really leveled out his blood sugars. He's not doing those spikes like he used to do before he started on the cough. So anyway, I just wanted to, you've touched on a couple of things. You touched on the digestive system and how it's beneficial to that. What else can you tell us about some of the benefits that the physical body actually experiences?
Yes, ma'am. One of the things that people will notice after taking their 12-day challenge is that they'll notice that their hair and skin are healthier. So their skin is clearer. Their hair is healthier. Again, it's getting more and more popular now that people are paying a lot of attention put into our body. As a country, as the United States, I guess I would speak for, we're pretty far behind a lot of other countries as it pertains to overall health. However, it's starting to change that, or at least people are speaking about it. But still needed to complement that is that, again, we pay a lot of attention to what we put into our bodies, but not what we take out. And what comes out of our bodies, not holding on to those excess toxins, is extremely important to our overall health. As a result of people taking the 12-day challenge and it regulating the digestive system or allowing their system to getting rid of that excess weight, excess toxins. The skin and the hair are two very large organs that are constantly getting rid of toxins. That's why we'll experience a lot of dandruff in our hair. We'll experience pimples or blots or things of that nature on our skin because it's so much toxins in our body that our body is doing whatever it can to push those toxins out. When we get rid of toxins the way that they're supposed to get out, again, people will notice things like their skin and their hair getting healthier on a regular basis or on a consistent basis because now they're able to shine the way that they should because they're not getting rid of toxins. The toxins are flowing out of the system the way that it's supposed to. It even affects the menstrual cycle that women experience monthly, cleansing process to prepare the body to get ready to conceive. The more you clean the body on a regular basis, the less the flow is at that time of month because there's a lot less to clean. You're getting rid of a lot of the toxins on a regular basis. So there's a lot of women who have very, very heavy flow, or it's either uncomfortable or embarrassing. They have a lot of cramps and things of that nature to our bodies not being balanced the way that it should be. Getting rid of toxins, cleaning the system on a regular basis affects so many things that people have very little knowledge of. Another example, I'm not sure how many of the guests are familiar with iridology, where you can have basically your insides red by looking into your eyes. It's a map of your organs and systems of the body. Your eyes inside the pupil has a basically a map of your organs and systems.
Yeah. I've heard of iridology. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. Go ahead.
Well, no, I just, you know, at a lot of the expos that I do, they do those readings, the iridology readings, and I talked to the gentleman who was performing the service, and, you know, he stated it was he sees a lot of people that have issues with their liver, their kidneys, all of that he can see all of that through the eye. And I think that's truly phenomenal as well. But what do you say about the BioCoffee and how can that help?
Very, very phenomenal. That's a very intricate process. A lot of things, if people just halfway familiarize themselves with it, without being an iridologist, you can tell. You can see if a person's adrenals are exhausted. You can see salt rings around the eye, which is very obvious. That you need to cut down on the amount of salt and things of that nature. BioCoffee, because it assists in regulating a lot of those things and balancing the system out, people will notice that their eyes are clearer. Their eyes are brighter. There's less things around the pupil of their eye. But again, this is not a miracle product. It doesn't clean up your eye. It cleans up your inside. And your eyes are... how they say, the window to the soul. Basically, it shows what's taking place on the inside of your body. So a lot of people will notice that their eyes are getting clear up. But that's really just a result. The body gets clear. The more we do what we're supposed to do, there's all types of benefits that we'll experience. But again, most people didn't even know was the issue. Dark ring around the eye, underneath the eye, around the pupil, on the skin, all of those types of things are signs to let us know that something inside the body is not taking place in a balanced manner.
Yes.
Giving the body 3 to 5 servings of green vegetables every day is very important because it brings balance to the body. When the body is balanced and it can now do what it's supposed to do, we'll be amazed at how many things it corrects. And again, I keep going back every day because that's something that we're supposed to have. If we did, there'd be no need for this particular product. But at the same time, there'd be no need for hospitals. There'd be no need for doctors. There'd be no need for overweight centers. There'd be no need for a whole lot of things. This just happens to be a very convenient way to get 3 to 5 servings of green vegetables in because most people not only don't do it, aren't going to do 3 to 5 servings of green vegetables. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. I think I kind of probably cheat. I usually take my kale and Swiss chard and my spinach, and I put it in a smoothie in the morning. So I put it in the blender or the, what do they call that thing, the Nutribullet, and I kind of like blend mine up. You know, and I get it in that way. At least I'm having 3, and then I try and have something at dinner time. But I noticed that I have tried to, and this is only since I've been drinking the BioCoffee and I've gotten into the benefits of it, I have started to really understand the importance of eating my vegetables raw as much as possible. or if anything, just a little bit steamed.
Right.
Yeah. So thank you, Food for Life. I know my mom is probably very happy now. You know?
Right. And that's very good, all of the things that you said. Unfortunately, a lot of people wait until they're forced to change their diet or they have an issue that needs to be addressed. That's really not like taking care of our health. By the time that something is shown or it's brought to our attention by our body, some type of discomfort or something being other than it should be, we've been off the path for quite, unfortunately, that's the case with a lot of us. Our health should be a lifestyle. And that does not mean that the person has to only eat this or they have to limit themselves. But taking the time to educate ourselves as to what we should do to make sure that our body stays at its optimal level is very important. And if we can take the time to find the vehicles that we like, the clothes that we like, the music that we like, then we should be just as interested to find the things that our body likes so that our body will treat us right.
Yes.
Our bodies are intelligently designed to fix. Our bodies are already intelligently designed to fix whatever problem that it has. What we have to do to make sure that the body is capable of doing that is give the body what it needs so that it can do what it is supposed to do. We cannot continue to make our body very acidic and then expect for it to operate the way that it should, that it's going to fix the different issues that we have. We're not enabling the body to do that. We can't continue to store excess toxins and then expect for these type of things to be fixed or corrected by our body. It won't happen. When we give our body what it's supposed to have on a regular basis, similar to how a person who's really a car enthusiast will treat their car, they're always changing the spark plug, always changing the air filter or cleaning it, keeping the backboard really shiny. That car will perform at its best because they're constantly replacing all of the things that are getting old and worn down and so on and so forth with new life or new energy for that car. It's the same with our body. And again, our life, the life-giving source of our bodies is our blood. Closest thing to the blood, or hemoglobin in the blood, chlorophyll. We constantly give our bodies new life by eating 3 to 5 servings of green vegetables each day. It allows the body to perform optimally, the car that we're taking care of. Or just like the outfit or the shoes that we want to keep very shiny that we really adore. We should treat our bodies the same way. If we do, again, I can almost sit here all day and name all types of issues that it'll correct, it being the body, by giving the body what it needs. This product just happens to be one of the things that the body needs, that 3 to 5 servings of green vegetables every day in a very convenient manner. And again, this is naturally gluten-free, caffeine-free, it's dairy-free. It is good for those that have sugar diabetic. It does assist with thrall. It does assist with salt issues. All of these issues can be traced back to dietary issues. And once we balance out our digestive system, our bodies automatically regulate. If we're doing our bodies a bad disservice, when we put things in it that are nutrient-deprived, so it constantly strips our bodies every day. And then we wonder why we're addicted to coffee or why we're addicted to caffeine. You're constantly stripping your body every day, then you need a boost the next day. It'd be much better if we gave our bodies what it needed every day. You wouldn't need that boost of energy. There'd be no time that you need a pick-me-up. We find ourselves having a lot more energy at work while going through our day a lot better. And regulate the digestive system, like we spoke about last week, is very important to how much you eat or how often you want to eat. Regulating your digestive system causes your body to be more balanced. As a result, your body only calls for food when it wants it, not just all the time. A lot of us that are having issues with our weight or not being at the ideal weight that we would like to be at, again, it's a digestive issue. The body is constantly calling for more because we're not giving it what it needs. So we give it a cheeseburger, you know, something from McDonald's. The body searches through all of that to take just a little bit of value that it has. Now your body's calling for more. You didn't give it enough of what it needs. You definitely gave it enough food, but not enough of what it needs. As a result, your body is constantly yearning for something because we're not getting it. And that causes us to be off in our digestive system. Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes perfect sense. It makes, you know, how somebody can eat a meal and then, you know, sometimes you're hungry within less than 2 hours. And because what you ate nutritionally wasn't what the body was really calling for. And
right.
So I was just in a class this weekend that actually taught us how to be more in tune with what the body is asking for as far as nutrients. Not necessarily
right.
food, but asking the body, what nutrients do I require at this time to eat? And from
right.
there, asking the body what it will accept as far as nutrients to replenish the body. So I thought that was very interesting because it gave me a different way to look at how I actually fuel my body.
Right.
So I'm not so inclined. I can't even tell you the last time I went to anything like a McDonald's, but I have consciously sought out more restaurants that are along the vegetarian or vegan, you know, for food, you know, that have those types of items on their menu. Now, again, I have to attribute it to just really being a coffee, bio coffee drinker, as well as getting into the understanding of what benefits bio coffee actually provide the body. You know, I've seen subtle changes, like I've seen my clothes loosen in certain areas that they weren't loose before. I've
right.
noticed my movements, my body movements. I've noticed more flexibility in my movements. And that's a big one. So I know that it's a superfood really working on as I would call it, the inflammation within the body, because inflammation really stops the body from being flexible. I've seen a big change with my own overall flexibility. So, hey, there's one for bio coffee.
Well, two things. One of the thing that you were speaking about as far as what the body is calling for, an example that a lot of us can relate to is of that taking place in a more, I guess you say, more obvious manner is a pregnant woman.
Yeah.
A pregnant woman, a lot of the times, will crave something that she didn't even like prior, pickles and ice cream, some odd combination of something, but it's so strong. Because the body is saying, like, hey, look, we're developing another body inside this body. You and that body need nutrients. I need this. So whatever the pickles have in it that the body is calling for, it's making her really just crave pickles, and she might not have even been a pickle. A lot of people experience that. A lot of women experience that when they're pregnant, because their body is now putting them in a position where, look, I need this, and I need it now. So they'll have very odd or different cravings than what their diet had been before and will be even after they have the child. It's an example that a lot of us can relate to. When we pay attention to our bodies, like you said, a lot of times we'll be able to identify that a lot of times you'll want some fruit or you'll want some fruit juice. Your body's needing more of the natural sugars that it has or more vitamin C or just whatever the case is, your body will cause you to crave or want that thing that has that hit. If you've tried it before, even if you haven't had it for a long time, sometimes you'll really just get an urge, I need to go have so-and-so. Your body's lacking that particular thing, and you need it into your system. A lot of times it might be protein, which a lot of people, because of their digestive system, one of the most convenient ways to get that protein in might be a particular meat. For example, you're eating a lot of beans, nuts, and things of that nature, which are supposed to be high in protein. If you're not breaking them down properly, if you're not digesting them properly, you still don't get the necessary protein, which is why a lot of people take either digestive enzymes or prebiotics, which assist them in extracting the nutrients from the different foods that they eat, which BioCoffee has prebiotics and probiotics. As a result, it assists you in extracting the nutrients from the other foods that you eat, as well as giving you the nutrients that you're supposed to have. That's very important because, again, a lot of people pay attention to what goes into the body. But if you're not breaking it down and extracting the proper nutrients from it, you're almost going through the motions of wasting your time. A lot of those nuts, they might have the value in them. Your body is not to the point where it can break it down and extract those nutrients. The nuts just pass through. They'll look the same way coming out that they did going in. They're really just going in and going out and not serving the purpose and what you're supposed to be eating them for, if that makes sense.
Wow. Well, Kaba, I really thank you for giving us that that information and the analogy that you made regarding the food energy pyramid, which is very different from the food pyramid that, you know, you usually see when we're growing up. They don't really get into the food energy pyramid until, you know, you're much older, and by that time it's too late because eating habits have already been set, and it takes a while for the body to get used to not eating, to start eating healthy again. And while I'm looking at the time, and boy, it sure has flown by, we only have 5 minutes. So I'd like for you to give the information about the Food for Life company and the Food for Life 12-day challenge, if you would, please.
Well, yes, ma'am. People can find more information about this particular product at our website, which is 12daybiocoffeechallenge.com, 12daybiocoffeechallenge.com, by calling our 800 number at 855-246. On our website, we have a list of locations where you can find this product, as well as different testimonials from people, different information about the product. And on our 800 number, if there's anything that you can't find or that you would like to know, we'd be more than happy to explain. That's 855-246-123.
Okay. And, again, we are we do have a distributorship here in Chicago and the Chicagoland area. That is biocoffeeview.com. Also, you can reach myself or Carol through that website. That's www.biocoffee4u.com. And we keep BioCoffee in stock. So definitely try and seek us out. Please check out the website. The Food for Life website is a wealth of information. If you're interested in becoming a distributor, also you can contact the Food for Life website. You can speak with myself, Ellie, or Carol, whichever way. But the most important thing is to get in touch with somebody to get you some of this wonderful healthy coffee, the only healthy coffee in the United States. I don't know about the world, but I know here about it in the United States. I don't know. They have it probably outside of the country, but this is a definite product for us right here. And we are very fortunate that the Food for Life company actually has brought this product to America. And we want to just say thank you for that, that somebody had the insight to know that the superfood needs to be out in the public. Kabab, maybe you can just hit on just right now, how many distributors does the company have right now?
Well, we're in over 100 retail locations nationwide, and that's constantly growing. We have a location page on our website,
okay,
which we're constantly updating as we add more locations. And then we have local distributors throughout who are constantly, you know, getting into other retail locations and making it more and more easy for everyone to receive this product. So
okay,
we're trying to make it very, very convenient.
Okay, and you're going to be back next Tuesday giving some more information. Is that correct?
Absolutely. I want to speak a lot about the biotechnology process, which is not to be confused with bioengineering. It's a very, very huge difference.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. You know, our people who are watching the GMO signs, I'm sure they're going to be interested in the, what is it called, the bio?
Biotechnology.
Technology.
Not bioengineering. Right.
Okay.
Big difference.
Right.
A lot of people hear bioengineering and think GMOs. That's not what we're talking about.
Well, I look forward to hearing about that next Tuesday. And again, I want to thank you for being on the show. And this is Food for Life, the Food for Life segment, signing out. Thank you.
Thank you.